This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When you look in your life, you're here in Toronto, in Masjid Abi Huraira. حَفَظَنَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ وَزَادَنَا فِيهِ عِلْمًا. You are in this masjid. Where do you find knowledge? Where do you find your guide? Where do you find your way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? It is to look to the one above you. Not to submit yourself, not to give yourself over, but to look to the one above you. So you come to Brother Saeed, Brother Hassan, some of the brothers, fihim khayr. And you learn from them not just what they say, but why they say it. That's why classes are important. We're not in the business of telling you what to do. We should be in the business of telling you why you do what you do. That is the elementary process of learning in Islam. There is a difference between fiqh and ilm. Fiqh is understanding the ilm, right? You can memorize the matn. Al-ma tahir mutahhar. Water purifies in itself and it purifies other things. Why? What Allah said, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in this position of Ahl Sunnah, according to Imam Abu Hanifa, it is such, Imam Malik it is such, Imam Shafi'i is such, Imam Abi Ahmad ibn Hanbal is such, the majority of them agree on this. Now, you're going to say, Brother Saeed doesn't always go through it like that, and Ma Tahir Mutahhar, Brother Yahya, you don't go through it like that. You usually just give us the opinion that you have come to understand is the truth. What you need to understand, brothers, is that that is not the only truth. It is not exclusively only this. For a lot of the matters of fiqh, for the matters of aqidah, in our tawheed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is pretty much set. We believe in Allah, we believe in the message of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we believe about the Quran, we believe about the angels, we believe about certain things that are all pretty much fixed according to the scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, irrespective of what place they have in the society that we live in. Past and present, pretty much the same concept. So your guiding light initially is the people who are nearest to you, above you. They are the ones you ask, they are the ones you attend classes with. But they are also your stepping stone to those who teach them. And they are a stepping stone to those who teach above them. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. Before, above everyone with knowledge, there is one more knowledge. Certain things you are not really entitled to know. Certain things you are not entitled to know. Certain evidences you are not going to grasp their concept if they were explained to you. And as such, as a course of brevity, and to make it shorter, the Imam of the Masjid, the person who is skilled in his amana of delivering this ilm, gives you a verdict, and if you want, he can give you the place where you can check it. And that leads us to the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. What do you do with what you learn? What do you do with this systematic way of coming towards the knowledge that now you become responsible for? We make things very complex for ourselves at times, my young brothers and my young sisters in Islam. We look within ourselves and we ask ourselves questions that we ourselves do not need to ask. Allah even tells you in the Quran, لا تسألوا عن أشياء إن تبدى لكم تسؤكم. O you who believe, don't ponder and think about questions that if you continually seek to have answers to them, they may harm you. The way of Islam has been made very easy, but very deep. Very simple, but complex. Its simplicity in its performance and its belief system is easy to be latched onto and held onto by anyone who has come to faith. But in it and under it and beneath it, there is a system of theology, a system of creed, a system of fiqh and jurisprudence that is unending. And you can continue in it year upon year upon year upon year in study. So your guide to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your masjid, is the place you pray, is the people who you have come to associate as friends. is the people who you have made equals to you, who enter into your home, who you share food with, is the people who you interact with and ask questions to and about Islam. That is the step that takes you towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When difficulty arises, you come to the one above you in knowledge. If they are stumbled and honest, because you ask those who are honest, and they are unable to answer you, or if they answer you but in your heart you don't find it is settled, you're convinced, you ask others. You move on to others. And you continue in this way, only and sincerely hoping for the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the guiding light that leads you to the tradition of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where he says to us about al-ilm and its barakah. Allahumma rzuqna ilman nafi'a. Oh Allah, bless us with knowledge that is benefiting to us and others. Meaning knowledge that we learn and intend to learn so that we will benefit from it by practicing it and putting it in the way of Allah Azza wa Jalla. That is a significant responsibility upon your shoulders. I want to conclude with a few hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, putting to us the fame of the scholars, the fame of the people of knowledge. And it gives you an indirect way of measuring those who live amongst us, those who speak to us in the mosque and those who we interact with. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, Al-alim, a scholar, when he walks on the earth, when he's walking, everything he comes around, makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for him. Al-hutu fil ma, if he walks by water, the fish, when they see him and recognize him from the purity of his heart, they know who he is, not his name or what he does, they know he is a righteous man upon him. The samak, the hud, the fish in the sea, make dua for him. The namla, the ant, that he is walking in the park, he's walking on grass, ants living under him in the grass, they know he is above them, and they make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive him. That's a alim, that's a person of knowledge. How many people you know who deserve that? Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Talib ilm, a person who seeks knowledge, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says to you, when Safwan came asking him, Ya Rasulullah, inni jittu atlub al-ilm. O Messenger of Allah, I have come to learn. I have come seeking knowledge from you. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was laying down on one of his cloaks, it was a red garment. قام فثوى نفسه صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال مرحبا بطالب العلم. Greetings, salutations, happiness, welcome to the one who has come to learn. إن طالب العلم تحفه الملائكة. The seeker of knowledge, the one who's sincere about asking about knowledge, the angels keep circling him. Circling him. ويركب بعضهم فوق بعض. And they ride one on top of another, حَتَّى يَبْلُغُ سَمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا. They cover him, and they ride one on top of another until they reach the sky of this heaven, of this earth. مِنْ مَحَبَّتِهِمْ لِمَا يَطْلَبُ. Because they love what he has come to learn. You walk with the angels, you walk with the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says to you,